It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, here we go. Podcast time. Time to do the podcast.
Here we go.
Nailed it. See, we've come right back into it like we were never away. It is Brock and Hunter, Plan B After Show podcast. I had to miss a few days because I was in Vegas, and nobody just wants to hear you talk for, 10 minutes. So now we're...
You made it back, son.
Good.
You did it.
So in Vegas working and doing stuff, I'm not really keeping up on the news, all the current events. Try and do some research just so I'm not completely out of loop. But you told me something this morning, and I was like, "What? No way!"
Yeah, a very significant play in college basketball history happened.
Tell everyone what happened exactly.
So Zion Williamson, who was the number one recruit out of high school, literally, if there wasn't a rule in effect, which we should talk about that too here in a little bit.
Yeah,
he could have went right to the NBA. He's that good.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy is LeBron James, but he's 19 years old.
So freshman in college.
Yeah.
At Duke.
Yeah.
What is he, 6'5"?
I think he's 6'5", 6'6", 285, dude.
Just a hoss.
He's a monster. And he's got a 40-inch vertical. I mean, he's just ridiculous. Ridiculously good.
He was literally born to play basketball.
Absolutely.
At this point. So they were playing a game. Who's Duke playing?
They were playing North Carolina.
North Carolina last week.
I believe this was Wednesday. 33 seconds into the game. Zion catches a ball on the top of the key. Kind of jump stops, and his right foot blows out of the side of his Nike shoe. Literally, his whole foot comes out of the shoe. Obviously, makes him slip a little bit. In the process, he tweaks his knee and goes down immediately. Goes down, grabs his knee, wincing in pain. Dude, you could feel it through the TV. Hey. Everybody in the stadium was just like...
You just hear a pin drop at that point.
Dude, we're talking at least $100 million on the line.
Yep.
You know what's crazy? The guy's not getting paid. College players don't get paid.
No. There's always that fine line of what is endorsements. They can't do commercials or anything like that.
It's quite ridiculous.
It is.
The guys are out there doing all of the work, and the guys benefiting from it are,
the schools.
The schools, the broadcasting stations,
all,
everybody but the guys actually doing it.
Yeah.
Kind of bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
But moving on from that, Zion's out. So he's out for to be determined.
Yeah.
With a sprained right knee.
So
I
it's just a sprain at this point.
He didn't blow out an ACL.
Tear MCL or ACL or anything like that.
So the big question now that all the sports analysts are talking about, everybody's talking about it. If you're Zion Williamson, Brock, do you finish this season as a college basketball player?
That's tough. So, real quick, you got to play 1 year of college basketball, collegiate basketball, in order to be eligible for the NBA.
I don't think you have to play. I could be wrong in this, but I don't think you have to play a year of college. You just have to be a certain age.
You have to be a certain age. Okay, so you just take a year off and then go.
Right.
Which seems kind of crazy. Obviously,
it is how it is because a lot of guys from high school go overseas to get paid to play for a year, and then they come play in the NBA.
Come back and get that. They go to the Lithuanian League or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Isn't that what that one guy's, that dad, what's that one dad?
Oh, LeVar Bell.
His two kids, two of his boys are over there, and then the other boy's playing in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So he signed with Duke, going to Duke University, playing for the team. Mm-hmm. Now sprains his knee. Should he keep playing? Here's the thing. If I was him...
Situational. Duke's number one.
Yep.
They're predicted to win the national championship, and they got a phenomenal team.
Do you think they could win without Zion?
No.
No, you don't think so? He's got...
Maybe, but no.
No, not as much. Having that weapon on the team. Here's where I'm at, and this is tough because you're asking a young man to potentially... What's the main goal for these guys? Like, for him, it's not to play college basketball. Mm-hmm. It's to make it to the NBA. It's to be a pro.
It is. That's the main goal in the end, obviously.
Well, yeah.
I think Zion really does want to win a national championship,
which is great, but is it worth even putting your knee at risk? He could rest up until the tournament and be fine. Who knows? But he could also... Dude, I sprained my ankle in high school all those years ago, and there's still days where it'll act up. I'm like, oh, God, tweaked it. So, and that was an ankle, all right? That's
not a knee.
Not a knee. So here you're asking this young man to possibly put his career, his life, his money-making on the line to win a national championship?
So I think if you're Zion, you're in a weird spot. You're in a tough spot. So here's what I do if I'm Zion. So before you started playing college basketball, you had the choice.
Yep.
You signed up to play.
Yep.
You knew what you were getting into. You knew the risk.
Yeah.
And you still did it. You still signed up, and so you're a part of this team now. As a teammate, you should still play. Mm-hmm. I get you have $100 million on the line, but you got to finish what you started. Even situational, you know, if you get hurt halfway through and you can still play, I think you do it. And another thing, if he doesn't play and goes to the NBA, he's going to have that hanging over his head his whole career.
But I mean, can you blame him though? Because like, what would everyone? Here's what you got to look at is. And I agree with you on the, you know what, as a teammate, because you know what, it's a team sport, just like football. You're there
especially in college.
You're playing for your team, all right?
You're not getting paid.
No. It's for the love of the game. I played 1 year of college football, and I know there is a camaraderie
there. You're out
there
because you love it.
You are. And, but what you got to look at, though, is let's say he does come back and play, and then he tweaks his knee again. People are going to be like, why did he play?
Absolutely.
It's almost like he can't win in that sense.
It's a weird situation, man. Yeah. So Jalen Rose was on some show the other day talking about he had buddies in high school because Jalen went to play basketball at Michigan, and he had a couple buddies that potentially could have went to the NFL, like some serious athletes.
Yeah.
They go and they play a scrimmage or something. One of the guys tweaks his knee, doesn't get drafted, selling insurance now.
Yeah.
I mean, legitimately could have been a millionaire.
Yep.
Tweaked his knee one practice randomly, and now the guy's out selling insurance, just scraping by.
And there's always a risk when you play. But now look at these pros. LeBron has been sitting for how long? Is he back playing yet?
Yeah, he is.
But he was out for everyone. Was like, when is LeBron coming back? Yep. What are we doing?
Yep.
So there's a guy that was being safe, taking it easy. Mm-hmm. So he's doing exactly what people could possibly give Zion crap for. But, I mean, really, there's still money on the line for this kid.
A lot of money.
He could play 4 years and hurt himself the last game his senior year. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You don't know. But if he has a chance to rest up, he's played his year, he's old enough now to be eligible. I know this seems like maybe kind of a selfish thing. I wouldn't play. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to rest myself up because I'm looking more at the big picture. I want to be an NBA. I want an NBA ring. I want to be a star in the NBA. Because let's be honest, people talk about their college days, but they don't talk about Jordan's college days all that much.
Well, the big thing is the big highlight or the in quotes that's all over ESPN now is guys talking about, in quote, college basketball is bullshit. That's what they say.
Really?
Yeah. They're like seriously considering letting guys go right to the NBA out of high school now.
Yeah.
Just because of that sole reason. And, dude, the NCAA is so corrupted. They're taking so much money, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not even deserved. I don't know if that's the right word. But, dude, the guys are out there doing all the work. And you guys got guys like Zion putting $100 million on the line for the NCAA.
Yeah.
And they're keeping everything.
Oh, you know how much money they're making during that March?
It's insane. Dude, you know how much a ticket to that game, North Carolina-Duke, was? Nosebleed for that game? I want to say it was Super Bowl prices.
No joke.
$2,000.
And that's for
college
players.
Yeah.
Where... Yeah, now at that level,
and they
don't
see any of them.
No, they don't. Now, granted, I'm not taking anything away from your point there. Of course, they're living a pretty mellow lifestyle when it comes
to
being
hooked up.
Exactly.
They get hooked up,
but not the kind of money that they're banking on. Hopefully, going to the NBA.
I say,
a lot of those guys aren't going to go to the NBA.
You know,
they're great athletes, but you know what? They're not going to get picked. If they do, they're going to sit on the bench, maybe be on the practice squad, which, you know, hey, you're still playing, but you're not going to see the LeBron money. You're not going to see the Zion money, you know?
I say in college, you should pay your players, just not an extravagant amount of money like they do in the pros.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, with that being said, if that ever changed, you know what? I'm trying to look it up here. Like, if you got to be a certain age for baseball, I think you can go straight to the pros, can't you?
I think so.
You don't have to be maybe 18 to go. I'm almost positive there.
Yeah, if you're 12 years old, cranking them out of the park, you're going.
Yeah. So I don't. If I were him, I'd be looking at the big picture. It's like, look, it'd be cool to have a college basketball ring. You know, you have that. The teams, you know, there's Cinderella stories that come through. They all are looking for that. But if I was him, knowing what kind of career I'm going to have, I would say, I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to risk my potential.
Is it wrong to play and throttle back?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. And honestly, he'd probably have a better chance of hurting himself if he's playing. If he's playing scared or safe, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of the Pro Bowl thing.
Yeah, exactly. You exactly. Know? There's too much at risk, and I don't think you can blame a young man for wanting to be. He didn't grow up saying, oh, I just want to win an NCAA championship. No, he grew up probably saying, I want to be like Michael Jordan and play and win a championship ring that way.
Right, right.
You know, that's what we're all doing.
Yeah.
That's what we're all doing.
That's crazy, man.
But, dude, it's so – when you I see a player like that.
I wish he was at peace, though, so I could, you know – the guy, he's a really nice dude.
Yeah.
Straight up. He's a straight up dude.
And that probably, he probably will stay in it then, and he probably will play.
Yeah.
And
if I were to bet, he's playing.
Yeah, you think so?
I think
so.
You
think so? I mean, the tournament is what? Not even a month away?
Couple games.
Yeah.
Couple games
away, really. And then they're going to be back at it. And so I would hate to see him, you know, but that happens, though. If you take the risk.
How devastating would that be? Dude, he gets hurt and can't play in the NBA.
Yeah. Or what happens is he gets hurt and then tweaks it again, maybe, and he just now has a recurring injury, and he becomes injury prone.
Yeah.
You know, Tony Romo was a great quarterback, but he was injury prone. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of players that just his knee's bad.
Yeah.
He's not going to get picked up. You know.
And so real quick before we leave, let's. What do you do if you're Nike? So Nike Zion's wearing a Nike shoe. The number one guy.
Yeah, and your shoe blows
out. Could it have been like Don that's sitting on the bench? You know, happened to him in practice? No. It has to be at the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
33 seconds into it, to the best player in college basketball.
And here's the thing. You know what? Those were probably some fresh Nikes, too. Yeah. I doubt those were, like, broken. And it's not like us where we, you know, he's probably getting, like, new shoes, like, every week.
Honestly, they did say that he wore the same shoes all year.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's hard playing on him, but still, though, I've never seen a shoe blow out.
Yeah, not like that.
Not like that.
I mean, granted, he is 285 and ridiculous. I mean, I guess probably shoes aren't made for an athlete like that.
There's some poor Asian child just getting beat.
Right. So if you're Nike, you got to give the guy a contract, right? You got to add an extra comma.
You might have to.
Because if you piss Zion off, there's going to be a lot of people following him.
Yeah.
You know, granted, it's Nike, though.
What if he comes back the next week?
With new balances.
Like New Balances?
Yes.
Reeboks?
Yes.
Some old Chucks?
Just the old Chucks, I was going to say. Yes.
Think about that, too. Back in the day when Chucks, they were playing in just straight up all-stars.
Yeah. Just no ankle support.
Oh, God.
You know? Flat bottoms.
Yeah, just flap, you know? flap. Dude.
What, that was the best you had, huh?
Yeah, that was it. Those were performance shoes. PF Flyers, man. PF Flyers. Yeah, I just, you know, I get him probably, and you know what? He's probably a great teammate, and he doesn't want to let his teammate down, but, dude, you got to think about yourself because, you know what? Let's say, you know, you want to help that team win a national championship, but you also got a big contract. You got the guy who's third string who's probably going to be an insurance salesman or an accountant. Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a big deal for him, you know, but for you, possibly putting a very successful NBA career at risk just for an NCAA championship, I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I'd be like, sorry, guys.
Yeah, you get hurt. You don't go to the NBA 2 years. Nobody even remembers your name.
And also, too, like the chance of him becoming like a legit sports prospect, like the it's not just playing in the NBA either.
Mm-hmm.
It's afterwards. Tony Romo right now is having a fantastic. I'm bringing him up again just because he's coming to mind because there was a career cut short. Injury prone, but now he's finding success in the booth, which a lot of successful athletes do after the fact. But if you had a great high school career and then 1 year of college, and I mean, what are you going to do after that point?
You're going to be selling insurance.
Yeah, you know, and that's tough. That's a tough shake. And I know that's all part of the risk, but if I were him, I would sit. I'd be like, sorry.
It's crazy, man.
So
they are changing the rule. I think they are.
They are.
You go out of NBA, out of high school.
Right out of there.
Which you could back in the day. They changed it to that.
Yeah.
And now they're going to go back to where you can.
I mean, and think about that. What would be more beneficial for a prospect like Zion? Going and playing on the practice squad for a year? And with NBA players?
I mean, there are advantages of playing in college. You can fine-tune your shot. He's playing for Coach K, which is a great coach. You're going to get a lot of knowledge from that guy.
Yep.
But like he said, you always go back to, dude.
That's a career right there.
And
knees are no joke, man. Knees your knee. They sometimes say a sprain is worse than a tear because you could go back too soon.
Yeah.
And then, like, well, knee's already busted up.
I think I'm spoiled too because I want to see the guy play because he's so fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like every game there's a highlight. There's like a new top 10.
You could see him play in the NBA, right, which would be better.
Yeah.
You know?
Throwing it over LeBron.
Yeah, just pow! Suck it, old man. You're done. All right, we'll wait and see. But yeah, that's crazy news, man. Blowing out a flip flop. He stepped on a pop top.
Yeah. Oh,
this is what Jimmy Buffett was talking about. Perfect way. All right. Thank you so much for listening. As always, check out more on our website where you found the Plan B After Show podcast, WIRX.com. Also, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial. Good to be back.
107.
107. Sim. All right. We'll see you guys next time.